Welcome back to Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, your host, and I'm joined by Leanne Mills. Hi, Leanne Mills. I'm so sorry, Leanne.
Don't worry. It's all right. As long as you don't call me late for breakfast.
Oh, look, every time. I love it when you sit down with me, but I can't watch you while that music is playing because you're sitting there dancing around, and it makes me, well, it makes me smile, but I'm frightened I'm going to start giggling into the... Probably shouldn't even care. I should just laugh.
You should, because it's such beautiful music. It makes you happy.
Oh, I love it.
Love it. It's me in a good mood.
I did a lot of Google searching to find that music.
Ah, well, you've done well. It's worth it.
Hey, I've learned a lot about you. Not only are you the president of ZPAC and heavily involved with ZPAC, but you're very community-minded. And you mentioned to me that you're involved with Culture CAF.
I'm going to put another hat on. I might take off my ZPAC hat and put on my Compare Culture CAF hat and tell you about a fantastic program that happens at the Harvey Bay Neighbourhood Centre on the first Thursday of every month.
Can I just ask a question? Mm. Is this the Neighbourhood Centre in Charles Street?
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. People call it the Neighbourhood Centre Community Centre. It's got a lot of names.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's near that big whale, near the...
Yes.
Yeah. That thing.
Sculpture.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's late in the afternoon, everybody. We're probably a little bit tired.
We're punch around. No, so Culture CAF is absolutely wonderful. So what happens is at the Neighbourhood Centre, they have a lot of migrants. They help a lot of people who are new Australians, and there's a lot of programs for them. But Culture CAF is a way of allowing Australians to learn more about other cultures. Now, somebody was telling me today, oh, I thought it was just, if it was on Hungary, that it was only for people who came from Hungary. And I'm saying, no, it's the opposite. It's for all of us to learn about Hungary or Cambodia or Greece or whatever the culture is. And for 7 years, the Culture CAF has been running this program every first Thursday of the month. It runs for 2 hours from 10 o'clock till 12. And what you do in those 2 hours is you receive two tasting plates of food from that country. Now, it could be cooked by somebody from that country or the ingredients and the recipe provided, but it is authentic food from that country.
Wow. So actually, I probably fall into that hat of, I've heard of it before. Mm-hmm. I've heard of it happening, but I thought it was for those people to get together, those other cultures, not those people, but those cultures to get together.
Exactly. So, and what we do is we always start off every Culture CAF after our salute to country. We do the national anthem of that particular country. And the number of times we've seen people from that country, hand on heart, tears streaming down their face, as we're all standing, 150 people standing and, you know, celebrating the national anthem of their country.
Wow. Yeah. How welcoming that must feel for those.
So beautiful.
And they're members of our community, so they're just as much a Harvey Bay or a Fraser Coast local. Mm. I guess even Maryborough, people may travel from there too to participate.
Mm-hmm. So what we do is we then play the Australian National Anthem, everyone celebrate, and then we talk about that country. And Gavin, who organises it, he has a big slideshow of all pictures and things, and then we invite the people in the audience to talk about that, the country, and if people are from that country, then they can get up and talk.
And how do they feel about that?
Well, a lot of people don't want to get up and speak because they're being cowards. But so what I do is I'll have a little interview with them and then talk about it or interview them on stage so that they can not feel like they're up there on their own.
Yeah, well, if it's not your thing, it would be
exactly
a bit daunting.
It is. And we also have some trivia points. Did you know that Hungarians invented Rubik's Cube?
Oh, wow, no.
Yeah, so there's so many of those little things. And then we have a quiz. Now, we've been getting more and more of the homeschool kids coming to the Culture CAF because it's a really good way of learning about other cultures. Yep. So we've got a kids quiz for them.
Yes.
Which as an ex-school teacher, I do the kids quiz. And then we have an adult quiz. And they all go up onto the slideshow once we're up to giving the answers, so everyone can engage in both of those quizzes and, you know, challenge themselves. And the kids have a prize for the person who gets the most right, and then the adults have a prize as well for that. So they're all, but they're not allowed to Google. So
put the smartphones away.
Yeah. And the kids quiz has a little drawing thing at the end, so we, you know, we give them colouring in pencils and they can draw. So we get children ranging in age from 6 right through to 16 come with their parents from the homeschooling. So it's really fun, and we invite people to dress up. Zedpak provides a doll that's dressed up in the style of that country. So right. I have a lovely lady, our lady who does the costuming at Zedpak. She loves it. Every month she gets to dress the doll up and I bring this big, it's a full-size mannequin in, and that becomes part of the decorations. There's a lady from the neighbourhood centre who does all the table decorations. So she always has a different theme and might be little houses or, you know, pretty flowers or decorations.
And this is all volunteers, isn't it?
All volunteers. Oh, well, the neighbourhood centre has a lot of staff. But there's also a lot of volunteers. All the people that help out on the day, they're all volunteers, and the lady who does the craft is a volunteer as well. So it's a combination. I love going there. I guess in some ways I'm getting out in the community, getting people to be reminded about Zedpak too. So we have a memorandum of understanding with Culture CAF. I promote them and they promote Zedpak. So it's two community groups that are doing it purely to help people in the community. There's no monetary. They do charge $5, but that, the Culture CAF, it's a $5 fee, but that really is discovering the food.
Yes.
So, and the hire of the hall, they have to actually hire it from the neighbourhood centre, even though they are part of it.
Okay, so you don't go there expecting lunch, it's just a tasting plate, and nobody has to be put outside their comfort zone, it's only if they want to participate.
Absolutely, yes, you never have to open your mouth at all. We have, you know, at times we've had dancing, so we've invited people to come up and dance, and some people do. One time we did France and we had these two beautiful young girls who were did the can-can for us one of the dance schools, so that was really great. And other times we've done, you know, the Philippines, so we have the dancers come in and do that, so it's lovely.
Oh, it actually sounds fabulous.
It is really enjoyable.
Okay, so where, I'll do my usual blog and I'll share it on my website, but where else can people find information about Culture CAF?
I think if they went into the neighbourhood centre, they could pick up some information. They can also look on Facebook. They looked up Culture CAF with CAF. They will find it, I think, on the website for the neighbourhood centre as well. And I usually include it, anyone who's on my Zedpak mailing list would know what's coming up next. But it's easy to remember, it's the first Thursday of every month.
10 till 12. And the neighbourhood centre's air conditioned, it's absolutely state of the art, perfectly accessible.
Absolutely. Oh, we get a lot of people from Endeavour. There's a whole section of people from Endeavour who come, and then you can have a whole table yourself, or you could just come on your own, and they'll sit you with some other friendly people.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And the next month we're doing in August, September. September is Cambodia.
Planning a trip to Cambodia.
Oh.
Oh, I think. Okay, I'll put that in my calendar. And gosh, Leanne, you're going to have me so busy culturally, artistically and culturally. So just last question from me. Any really obscure countries that you just wouldn't normally come across?
Well, we did Iran.
Iran,
and we thought, how can we make a... We're a bit nervous about Iran. And there's no politics. You can never, ever mention the war. You know? Never mention anything. You know? Never mention anything negative.
No.
So we don't... When we do our trivia, there's never anything negative because it's a happy time. And this lady was from Iran and she made us all want to move there because she was just waxing lyrical about how beautiful it is and how lovely the people are and how wonderful the food is and how... You know, they've done all these famous people came from Iran. So you will be surprised what you will learn about countries that you would never think.
Okay. Oh, actually, I lied. I've got one more question.
Yeah, go on.
So how do you pick the country? Where does the idea for the country come from?
Well, they've been doing it for 7 years, so they really need help with that. So they send out a survey to all the people who come along and say, what countries would you like?
Right.
Now, there's some that we do a few times, and this year, because I love Spain so much, they actually did Spain, and they'd done Spain once before. But we're very happy to pick the most obscure, the better, I think it is, because everyone's going, where the heck's that place?
And you have to really research it. What do they eat?
when we did Hungary, everyone's like, wow, they're right in them. They're landlocked. There's all these countries all around. And when we did Iceland, nobody realised how beautiful it was. And so everyone's learning. And Gavin, who organises it, he's always coming to me with like, oh, did you know, blah, 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 blah. And you learn so much about these countries. And I think as Australians, we pride ourselves on being so multicultural. And this is a way for us to demonstrate that. And for us all to improve our knowledge of other countries. It's awful if somebody says they're from so-and-so and you think, oh, I've no idea where that is. So
wow. Yeah. And what's the maximum capacity, do you know?
Well, it's 150.
It is 150.
Yeah, so you can book. You can contact the community centre and book. If you wanted to bring in a group of 50 people, you would definitely need to book. If it's just you on your own, you can just rock up. But it starts at 10:30. People start getting there at 9:30. They actually have it's new now, they have a coffee shop just when you walk into the community centre. So you can have a nice cup of proper coffee before you go in. But they do serve just instant tea and coffee inside as part of their $5.
So Culture Cafe.
Culture Cafe.
At the Neighbourhood Centre.
First Thursday of every month, I'll be there. Fantastic. And I'm the compere there and keep everyone quiet when we're wanting to have a chat, and then they all just get noisy again. It's table service. They serve the food at the table.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah. Cambodia. Cambodia. Here I come. Yeah. Thanks, Leanne.
Thank you very much, Justine.